Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we've got David with us today, who is a fitness fanatic. And Michael's sitting there thinking, I don't want to talk about fitness.
Oh, God. I would be your worst client, David.
Not at all. Not at all. There's no such thing as a bad client.
How do you start a fitness program?
How do you start? The most important thing when it comes to a fitness program is you must have a goal. You can't just go in there and, you know, just think, okay, I think I'm going to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You choose one or two goals, and you aim to achieve those goals.
So like what, though? Like, tell me a couple of goals. What are some people's goals?
A specific goal can be for some people, particularly for a lot of my female clients. Obviously, the main priority they're generally looking at is weight loss.
Okay.
So if I have specific female clients that I will look at, and straight away they come to me and say, I would like to lose more weight, and if I don't think that they actually need to lose the weight, then my next priority for those ladies is to actually make them stronger. However, there are some of my female clients that I do have who could, you know, definitely have the ability to be a fit and healthier person by dropping weight.
But that would also go for men. Like, you'd get a lot of clients that want to lose weight that are male as well.
Absolutely, and the same thing applies for, you know, for a lot of my men. I've got men clients that range in my male bracket from the age of 16 up to the age of 72. It's my oldest male client.
Wow. So how do you make exercise fun? Because for a lot of people, exercise is not like the top of their priority list.
Sure. So a great thing to do is number two, train with a friend. Yeah. If you don't have a training partner, and I think that one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of people make is that you don't have to get fit inside a gym. You can go outside.
How important is walking?
It is important because it is still a form of exercise. If you are a person that has what you call a sedentary lifestyle, that doesn't really do a lot of movement, and then all of a sudden they're walking three times a week, that's progression.
That is progression, yeah.
So even I say to a lot of my clients as well, you know, they said, David, I'm really, really tired today. I don't feel like coming to the gym. No dramas. How about you do me a favour? Head down to the beach, head to your nearest park, and just go and give me a walk. It is still a form of exercise.
So if they want to get on board our Mind Food Fitness program here, what are three things that they could do today to change their life?
Number one, have a specific goal, whatever the goal is. Number two, have a specific plan to reach that goal. Mm-hmm. And number three, have fun. They're my top three. Always. It has to be fun. If you ever think that it's not fun, it will be the first thing that you'll actually exclude and think, I'm not enjoying it anymore. I can't be bothered to do that today.
David, thank you very much. There's going to be more information on this on mindfood.com, and we'll talk to you next week.
Much appreciated. Have a great day, guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.